Oh, sure. That's easy for you to say.
All right. What is it this time?
Walter promised he would be home from the store at 11 o'clock. No matter where we are with the inventory, he said, I will be home at 11. It is now 3 minutes after one. It's a good thing I didn't hold my breath. I would have been holding my breath for 123 minutes. Carol, even you with your lungs couldn't do that.
So Walter's stuck at the store. How come you're upset?
Oh, Carol, it's a very special occasion. The 7th anniversary of our first date. I had a lovely candlelight supper planned. After dinner festivities. A little whoopee. Oh, Carol, look.
What? It's a pie crust.
Now it's a pie crust. 2 hours ago, it was a souffle. Hello? Walter? Another half hour, Walter. The hell with the inventory. It's time you examine the merchandise at home.
Mother, the poor man is working. What do you want from him?
Oh, I know, Carol, and I'm so ungrateful. I know Walter wants to be here. He's every bit as romantic as I am.
Of course he is. Right now, Walter's down there working his fingers to the bone for you.
Adele.
Walter.
Adele, you're beautiful. I mean, believe me, you could have any man you wanted. Any man in the world, any man.
Then how come Edgar walked out on me?
Except Edgar. Where are my Rolaids? This indigestion is killing me.
Rolaids? I'm ready to kill myself over Edgar. And what do? You get gas. I want to die, and you want to burp.
Adele, I don't want you to take an overdose of sleeping pills. So tell me where you hit them so I can go home. You know what's going on with my wife. We must have talked on the phone 10 times already.
Boy, I'm such a loser. I call you because you're my boss and I look up to you. I'm ready to kill myself because Edgar left me. And as soon as you get here, your store calls that it's your wife, your inventory, your gas pains. What happened to my suicide?
Adele, I beg you. I got indigestion. I got pains in my chest. My wife's waiting. Please, give me those sleeping pills.
No!
Then why don't you call a priest? There's at least 10,000 ministers in New York.
They couldn't help. I'm an atheist.
Then call a communist!
It's not my fault that I don't believe in God. When I was 6, my mother and father were divorced. At 11, my sister turned to the streets.
Not again, Adele! I heard it 50 times!
All right! Get out of here! I don't even know why I called you in the first place. You're middle-aged. You smell like one of my aunt's doilies. Get out of my apartment.
I'm not going until you give me those sleeping pills.
All right, you want them so much. Here.
Thank God. Don't do anything crazy. Good night.
Good night. Oh. Could you do me just one favor?
Sure, anything.
Tomorrow morning, send the mortician up here. Wrong pills.
Adele!
My birth control pills. I won't need them anymore.
Then I want those sleeping pills.
Oh, answer it. It's got to be the store about your wife. Boy, if that's what marriage is, you should be committing suicide.
Yeah, hello, Eddie. It's me. Mort called again? Eddie, where did you tell her I was this time? The men's room? Eddie, that's 5 times you told her I was in the men's room. Mort isn't going to believe that. She calls me old iron bladder. Lord, I'll have to call Mort again. Adele, let me have another one of those Rolaids.
Oh, Mr. Finley, it's all my fault you're making such an ass of yourself. Look, you want me to get on the phone and explain it to her?
Adele, how can I tell her I'm calling from a young girl's apartment because her boyfriend left her? Even I wouldn't believe it.
Guess who, sweetheart? Sorry, fella.
You can maybe do a wrong number. Hello, Mort? Old iron bladder here. Oh, come on. So what if I went into the men's room for the 5th time? The old iron was beginning to rust. But don't get so angry. Mort, would you listen? Mort, Mort. Mort, sit! There's no chair? I'll be right home, dear. Yes, right away.
So, now you heard me, just tell her. I promised! Now give me those sleeping pills. You're okay now anyway.
I'm a Gemini. I'm never okay.
So don't you understand what could happen if my wife found out that I was here with you? What if this building got on fire and I got trapped?
With your gas, there'd be an awful explosion.
Very funny, but it could happen. I mean, guys have gotten trapped in girls' apartments before. Fires, police raids. I even knew a guy who had a heart attack in a girl's apartment. How do you explain that to your wife? I mean, he thought he had indigestion, but it was really
Mr. Findlay, you're not having a heart attack.
Why not? My chest is killing me. It's like an elephant stomping on me.
I'm going to call your wife.
No! I'll call Arthur. Arthur always told me, don't wait if you get a pain. Check it out. Hello, Arthur? Walter here. Oh, I'm sorry I woke you, Arthur, but Arthur, I got this pain in my chest, and there's this tingling running down my left arm. No, don't run over next door, because the pains aren't over next door. They're over here. Arthur, please don't tell Maud, but come over quick. 112 Lovebird Lane. Apartment 3B. Oh, boy.
Here, sit down. Oh, boy, am I a loser.
Dear God, don't let me die here. I'll never hear the end of it.
Eddie, I don't care if he went out to get a Snicker bar. You tell him if he is not home in 10 minutes, we are finished, terminated, kaput, over and out.
Maude, listen. You know, I have just ran out of the house.
Please, Vivian, I have my own problems.
Yeah, but Maude, listen. Maude, all right,
Vivian, what are you trying to tell me?
Maude, Arthur,
Vivian, out with it!
It's panic.
The throat muscles are tightened up and you can't speak. This is terrible. He got fresh with you. He didn't get fresh with you. First word. Valentine's Day. He forgot Valentine's Day. Sounds like. Hangnail. No, art. Sounds like art. Start. No, tart. Oh, that bum. He's out with a tart. Heart. Heartburn. Heartache. Heart attack! Arthur had a heart attack! Oh, this is terrible! He didn't have a heart attack. It was somebody else, thank heaven. Somebody with a runny nose. Somebody with a mustache. A man with a mustache and a pointed head. A bald spot! Somebody with a bald spot and a mustache! Walter! Walter had a heart attack!
You're right, Walter. You did have a heart attack. Probably a mild one. My guess is subendocardial infarction.
Arthur, talk English.
Well, that just means an attack that didn't go completely through the heart muscle, which is good. We won't know the whole story, of course, until we get the results back on the enzyme test. Well, good night, Walter.
Arthur, wait a minute. What are those little beeps over there?
Well, that's you. As long as you keep beeping, you're still in the old ballgame.
Arthur, what happened? Only a couple of weeks ago, you gave me a complete physical. You said I was healthy as a horse.
Ah, there's the rub, Walter. You're not a horse.
Arthur. The beeps?
You know, you were lucky, Walter, that you were smart enough to do something right away.
Arthur, the beeps have stopped.
You know, the first couple hours are critical when it comes
Dummy,
to...
Dummy, the beeps stop!
Dummy? Listen, if you and I are going to have a good doctor-patient relationship, the beeps are stopped. How do you like that, Walter? I kicked the plug out by mistake. Relax, Walter. You're alive.
Thanks to Con Edison.
See, it says so right there. Now you just take it easy. Maud's on her way over here.
Maud, what am I going to do about Maud?
Will you take it easy, Walter? She doesn't know a thing except you had a heart attack.
You old dog, you.
Oh, come on, Arthur. I mean, sure, I was in that girl's apartment, but believe me, nothing happened.
So nothing happened. Don't be embarrassed. It happens to the best of us on a bad night.
Arthur, you just relax and have a good night's sleep.
Arthur.
Oh, Marty, I'm glad you're here.
Arthur, how is he?
Walter's going to be all right. He just had a mild heart attack.
Oh, thank God. Walter? Walter, oh, Walter, Walter, what have I done to you? Can you ever forgive me? I am so sorry, so sorry.
Oh, you're such a good wife. I love you.
And I love you, too.
Arthur. Oh, he's all right, Marty. I just gave him a sedative. He's fallen asleep.
Oh. Arthur. Arthur, I'm just going to sit here by his bed tonight.
That won't be necessary, Marty.
Oh, please, Arthur. If it hadn't been for my complaining while he was working, he would be lying.
Hi, Doctor. Remember me, the loser?
Yes, nurse. Nurse, loser.
How is he doing?
Oh, he's fine, fine, just fine. I'm tied up for a few minutes. Would you mind waiting in the reception room? I'll talk to you later.
When Walter had the heart attack in my apartment, he forgot his glasses.
But Walter, you've been in this hospital for 3 weeks now. You're well enough to have gone home a week ago. As your physician, I insist that you leave this hospital.
I want a second opinion.
That was a second opinion. I told you the same thing yesterday. Nurse, Mr. Finley's going to check up.
No!
Now, listen, Walter. Your enzyme tests are normal. Your EKG looks good. You're 100% well. So check him out, nurse. Oh, by the way, would you order a pelvic traction for the disc in A39, 10 milligrams of MS for the broken leg in A73, and a cheeseburger for the hernia in 694?
Forget it, Arthur. I'm not going home.
Now, Walter.
I think Maud knows about this girl. I got this awful feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Everybody gets that feeling, Walter. It's the hospital food.
I'm telling you, Arthur, Maud's been acting very strange lately. In her last 4 visits, she hasn't even blinked once. Not one blink. It's like being married to an owl.
What about you? Every time Maud comes to visit, you put on that phony act, as if you had one foot in the grave. Now, you can't spend the rest of your life here, Walter. When are you going home?
Well, maybe when I finish this shawl I'm knitting for myself. Oh, come on, Arthur. You said yourself that keeping your fingers moving is good therapy.
Get out of this.
No, stop that! Cut it out!
Now, Walter, we've got to do something to get you over this obsession of yours that Maud knows. To begin with, did you tell her?
You think I'm crazy?
All right, you didn't tell her. And you certainly know that I wouldn't tell her. That would be a violation of my professional ethics. And that girl wouldn't tell her. It'd probably be a violation of her professional ethics. Marty?
Arthur!
Walter wants to talk to you. Yeah, he's coming home.
Hello, Maud. What?
She sounds happy. I mean, really happy.
She sounds thrilled. I'll tell you all about it when I get there. Oh, no, that's not necessary. Arthur will drive me. I love you too, sweetie. Oh, thank you, Arthur!
Where are my clothes?
Where are my clothes? Oh, great to be going home. Oh, boy. I never felt so good about going home. I could dance.
I knew you'd feel that way, Walter. And now that I have finally got you to agree to go home, as your physician, there's one thing I think I should tell you.
What?
Maud knows.
Come here, get me back those covers. Come on,
Walter.
In your stomach.
Nurse!
Nurse!
And I want to thank you both for putting up with me. I know that for the past 3 weeks I've been driving you crazy. And the two of you have been so sweet to give me your understanding and your loyalty and your support. Oh, Lord, how can I tell my dearest husband, the man I love most in the whole world, who is lying in that hospital with a heart attack, that I'm doing my own ironing so I can afford to pay a hired killer? You see, up till now, I've only had to face him during visiting hours at the hospital. And oh, I've been a champion, Carol. And oh, I've been a champion. I haven't said one word to him, not one word, about that cock and bull story Arthur gave me about that girl committing suicide. Of course, in his condition, how can I upset him? Yet when I think that he had a heart attack with that woman, it infuriates me. Especially since he never had one with me. Play the Jack Carroll. Oh, why am I acting this way, so bitter and vindictive? I should be down on my knees thanking God that he's still alive. Play the 10, Viv.
Sir, do you, Vivian, want to play? You just looked at my cards.
Carol, I may be vindictive, but I do not cheat. Which is more than I can say for Walter. Oh, Lord, I've done it again. I have to forget about that trap. I must not ever, 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 ever say a word to him about that girl. Play the 9, Dodo. Oh, so help me, if I have to, I'll have my mouth wired shut.
There isn't enough wire in the world for that.
Thank you, Carol. Throw the 4.
Jen?
That'll teach you to talk to your mother.
Walter, I absolutely refuse to have anything to do with the charade.
Please, Arthur, just give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes to explain to Maud what happened while I still have her sympathy left. Otherwise, I'll have to go back to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Not now, when Maud gets through with me.
Thank you, Arthur. I think I can make it from here.
Oh, darling, darling.
Please don't touch Maud. I tip over so easily. Oh, Carol, Vivian.
Welcome home.
Hi.
Oh, darling, you look wonderful. Doesn't he look wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Here, sweetheart, let me help you to the couch.
Come on. I don't want to be a burden to you. I have to learn to do these things for myself.
Good Lord, he's turned into Tim Conway.
I made it. Now then, where's my knitting?
You can't.
Here it is.
Thank you, Carol.
Oh, Arthur, let's go home. I can't bear to watch this. Isn't there some way we can help him?
Only by giving him acting lessons. Buddy, remember, he's to stay on that low cholesterol, low fat diet I gave you. Get plenty of rest, and of course, go for walks.
Arthur, what about S-E-X?
S-E-X? Vivian, you can hardly K-N-I-T.
Walter, can I get you something to drink?
Oh, please, Carol. A cup of tea. It'll be good exercise squeezing the lemon.
Walter, what is it?
My calisthenics.
Oh, thank heaven, I thought you were praying.
Well, that's enough for the first week.
Oh, Walter, 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 it's so wonderful having you back.
Oh, Maud. Maud, do you know where my glasses are? I think I forgot them again. My glasses. I think I forgot them.
Darling, that's all right. That's all right, sweetheart. I'm glad you brought it up.
No,
let me be the one to say it. Walter, darling, I have to. Walter, I know all about that girl in the apartment. No, darling, I've said it, and now it is over. I know, and now you know I know. Let's just forget it. No recriminations, no accusations. Walter, it's over.
Over?
Over.
Oh, Maud, has anyone ever told you that you're the most wonderful wife in the world?
Oh, darling. Look, you just relax and let Maud nurse you back to health. Because, sweetheart, you're my whole life. And I can't start to live again until I know that you're all right.
Oh, Maud, my Maud, have I got some great news for you?
No, later, darling.
Oh,
later.
No, Maud, this is great news. I've been such a heel. And you've been such a great guy about everything.
What is it, darling?
I learned that the test checked out perfectly. All systems go. I am completely well.
Oh, Walter. Walter, are you telling me the truth?
It is the truth, Maud. I found out that a heart attack is not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
Arthur says that I'm as good as new.
Walter, you're as...
Yes, maybe even better.
Walter, you mean you're well? You're what? Oh, it's well, my Walter, it's well, my Walter. Oh, Walter, I'm the happiest woman in the world. You son of a bitch.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.